This is the Don and Mike Show.
Honey, I'm home. She must be at the market.
Wow, Uncle, this place is huge.
3,000 square feet. If I brought it back to Hong Kong, I'd be set for life. Oh, yes, look at my pictures. See, I have pictures of everyone here, the whole family. And your father is here, too. He's winning a tournament again. In those days, he won every tournament there was, like you do now. We were inseparable, but I decided to come to America and stayed almost 30 years. Oh, I missed my family. Tell you what, I'll get ready, and we'll go down to the market. And you can meet your future auntie there, okay? The Don and Mike Show. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Uncle Bill.
My nephew from Hong Kong,
Kyung. Hi, Kyung. Good moves. You're number one.
Kyung is a Hong Kong champion. My neighbor, Danny Chen. Hey, shouldn't you be in school?
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style. Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO, biggest celebrity of them all. Who's down with G-O-D?
Right.
Absolutely.
With happy hands and mumbling mouths, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, let's see. We're going to be talking now on the Newsmaker Hotline to Y Chen, Buddha Christ.
Is that the correct pronunciation of your name, sir?
Y Chen?
Or is it
I Chen?
Buddha Christ.
Ichen Buddha Christ.
Buddha Christ. Well, hi, my name is Don. This is my buddy Mike.
How do you do, Ichen?
Good. How are you doing?
We doing fine. Don't mind telling you that we are borrowing from our buddies. Hefe, our friend Alex Hefe, has a radio show.
Right.
And I guess has had you on his radio show and recommended you as a great guest.
Because you are, you say you are the second coming of Christ?
I'd say that's the second boy prophesied in the Bible. Book of Revelation, chapter 12, 5.
Listen, let's cut right to it. Are you Jesus or not?
Are you the Son of God?
We're all children of God. The difference is whether you are enlightened or not.
Are you enlightened?
Yes, I am.
And how does one gain enlightenment?
Through the meditation and through the spiritual meditation experience.
And can you, for people that might not understand who you are, you say Buddha Christ, and then your website says Second Coming. Does that mean that you are like our Savior?
Are you Jesus come back?
Depends on the definition of Second Coming. Actually, in the Bible, there's two events some people consider as the Second Coming. One event is prophesied in the book of Revelation chapter 12, and that's the second boy prophesied in the Bible. There's a two boy prophesied in the Bible.
Hold on, I have a question for you. Excuse me for a second. I'm just running with this, so bear with me.
Uh-huh.
General Chow chicken, orange chicken. What's the difference besides the peanuts? Go.
They're all chicken. Different way to cook it, right?
Well, tell me what's...
Hey, wait a minute.
What's the difference?
Hold on a second. General Cho's chicken and
orange chicken,
neither one of them has peanuts.
Hey, he's right, Don.
Kung Pao chicken
right.
Has
Kung
peanuts.
Pao chicken.
Ah. Only Kung Pao chicken.
Are you trying to
peanuts.
Confuse our guest?
No, I'm trying to ask him now. Please tell me the difference. Thank you, Mike, between those three different varieties. Kung Pao, General Chow, and orange chicken. What's the difference?
The taste. Kung Pao chicken has
a really spicy. The taste is correct. Hey, you are the second coming.
Thank you.
What's it
but
like?
It depends on the people. The thing is, I want to clarify one thing here is about the second coming. A lot of people thinking about second coming is about final judgment. But
do me a favor. Hold on. Just say for me, I love Lucy.
Hello?
What?
Would you just
repeat after Don, please?
Say, I love Lucy.
Oh, I saw that show. I love Lucy. That's a good show.
Oh, hey, did a good job. Good. Hey, it says you're a prophet. Can you tell the future? Can you tell us something that's going to come up in the future?
I can only cover what's in the Bible, prophesied in the Bible. That's
what does the Bible say about how long you're going to last on this show today?
That's not significant enough to be mentioned in the Bible. I'm sorry.
I'm looking at the Bible.
About how long it'll last, but It's just not there in the Bible. No.
But are you
the Bible? What Bible prophesy is some significant events in the history.
Is anything happening right now that we should be aware of that means that you know the world's going to blow up or anything like that?
The only danger is Iran and the nuclear program. That's
well, I mean, I could learn that looking at the Wall Street Journal, for God's sake.
I'm looking in the Bible right now, and I'm finding you in the Bible. Here's what it says.
Boring.
Hold on, let me turn that on the next page.
Boring. Boring.
Yeah,
all right, so you wrote
look at the Bible.
Hey, wait, I got a question I can ask him. I have a question
there
I can ask him.
There is a war in Iraq.
Okay.
To prophesy in the Bible.
We'll turn it around. Are you ready for this question?
Yeah.
Yi Chen.
Yes.
Can you fly?
Not with my physical body.
You can't. You can't levitate or anything like that?
No.
All right, Fuji.
It's not about a supernatural phenomenon. It's more about a spiritual phenomenon and the word of God. I'm standing on the word of God.
Fuji, you claim
my mission here.
Fuji, you said you wrote the Third Testament. What does it say?
The Third Testament?
Yeah, have you obviously gotten word from God if you've written a Third Testament?
Yes.
Okay, what has he said? What's coming? What's coming? What do we need to know?
The coming, actually, this is like a birth pain period for the new era of peace and wisdom. There's
can you?
Future in front of us.
Hey, sounds like you said peace and wisdom. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Can you clean the ring around my collar?
He gets the joke. He gets the joke.
Yeah.
Is God Chinese?
He better not be.
The spirit of Christ is within me. That to bring out the word of God. I'm more focusing on the word of God rather than...
No, God has to look like Santa Claus.
The word of God. I got a suit in the car. The God has to look like Santa.
God looks like Santa in a business suit.
No, like Santa in a white robe.
God also may look like Fraser Crane in the X-Men movie.
I'm listening.
Except
you mean all blue?
Yeah, except he would be white. But same kind of half, that manimal thing, half man, half animal.
Can you turn water into wine? Yi Chen, can you turn water into wine?
I don't have to repeat all the miracles Jesus has done.
Have you done? Have you performed any miracles yourself?
Well, you've stayed on the air for 5 minutes with us.
That's a miracle.
Have you performed any miracles, Yi Chen? Buddha
no.
Christ.
Rob Spiewak writes.
It's not here. My job is not to perform a miracle. I give you an example. There is a relationship between Elijah and John the Baptist. According to Scripture, John the Baptist also has the spirit and power of Elijah, but John Baptist never performed.
Did you go to Rice University?
That, like Elijah has performed. That's the difference.
Can you give me some?
What I'm trying to tell you is, I bring in the Spirit of God with the new revelation of God.
That is amazing. Can you get me firecrackers?
Pardon?
Can you get me firecrackers?
Oh, firecrackers!
In this state, they are illegal.
What?
I already asked him to do the I Love Lucy, though.
Yeah, he passes with flying colors.
I was baiting him.
Yeah, but it's not going to work because Don already did it with him.
Do you have a big dragon head on?
No, why should I have a big dragon head?
Well, it's almost New Year's, isn't it?
When is the Chinese New Year?
Chinese New Year for next year will be
February
7th.
I figured it out. Is this like a gag? Is the gag on us? Is this that guy from Heroes?
No, it's not.
Are you kidding me? I love that guy. Is this that guy? Are you that guy?
That guy.
No, I'm not.
I thought you were gonna. I thought you were gonna say that you were like the second coming of Jesus Christ.
I'm that second boy prophesy in the Bible.
The second boy prophesy in the Bible.
Who is the celebrity that you think you most resemble?
Good question. A young George George Takei?
No.
Or are you more Jackie Chan-ish?
All right, you can say that.
A little Jackie Chan?
Do you do your own stunts?
Okay. Chinese, right?
That's a good question, Rob. Do you do your own stunts?
Chinese.
Yi Chen, do you do your own stunts?
Do what?
Do you do your own stunts?
I don't perform any action movie or something. Oh. I don't. It's about the word of God, not about any physical miracles.
Uh-huh. What's for supper tonight?
Pardon?
Hope it's not your last supper.
What are you having for dinner tonight?
Just a regular dinner.
Will you use a knife and a fork?
Or chopsticks?
There you go. Chopsticks.
Yeah.
There you go.
Where do you preach from, Yi Chen?
Preach from, our mainstay is in the Salt Lake City now.
Salt Lake City?
Yeah.
Who are you going to vote for president?
Whoever you guys vote for.
I vote for Hillary.
Hillary Clinton. I'll be going with Barack Obama.
Mitt Romney.
Okay. He's a Lorman.
I know he is.
Okay.
Latter-day Saints.
What are you wearing right now?
Just a regular suit.
Uh-huh. Are you wearing a tie?
He is a Republican. Republican.
R-E-O-P. Your suit, is it red satin?
No. Did you guys are wearing suits in the studio?
Yes.
Can you throw? We're nude.
We are shirtless like Grease Man.
Can you throw Death Stars?
What?
Quick, name all of the Teenage Mutant Turtles. Go.
I think.
Who was the name of the Japanese guy on McHale's Navy?
Good one.
Oh, come on. It's Fuji.
All right, repeat after me. Nobody bothers me.
Okay.
Say it.
Nobody bothers me. Huh?
All right, try this one. Me so horny.
So I thought this show is talking about some karma, right?
Some comment?
Karma.
About karma.
Karma.
Yes, bad karma.
Yes.
Yes. Now
it's filled with bad. This show is bad karma.
Repeat after me. Anything you want.
What you try to say?
Sucky sucky. Tubuku. You are Tubuku.
How close are you to the Great Salt Lake?
20 miles.
Is that where you keep your junk?
What?
Your big Chinese boat.
Oh, you mean the junk, like a junk ship?
Yeah. You know.
God, that's a good one, Rob. That's a really good one. Well.
Like in the harbor at Beijing and whatnot.
I really don't know how our friend Alex managed to have you on his radio show.
I think we know where we'll get our recommendations from in the future.
Right.
I've got one other question for you, Yi Chen. Can you fry a whole fish?
Pardon?
Don't worry about it.
Crispy fried fish.
Crispy fried
don't
fish.
Don't cook it on your junk, though.
Delicious, the junk boat.
Do you have anything?
A sandpan.
Something about karma or something?
Do not forget, Confucius say... Man who eat jelly bean in bed have multicolored farts.
All right, give us a prediction for the future of the world.
Confucius say, man who eat cracker in bed have crummy children.
Yi Chen?
Yes?
Predict something. The future. What's going to happen in the future?
Go.
What's going to happen?
Yes, don't answer a question
people,
with a question.
We are hanging up on you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Why do they call them egg rolls? There's no egg in there.
There might be egg in the wrapper.
Mm-hmm.
Is he still there?
I'm talking to Jesus,
Mike.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
Excuse me.
That's Yi Chen Buddha Christ.
Oh, he's gone.
Hey, who do you like at the Patriots game this weekend, Jesus?
He's gone.
I think he's gone.
I was going to ask him about the beckoning cats.
And he could have at least given him a tough game to pick.
That's true.
Well, there he goes.
Wow.
There he goes.
Yi Chen Buddha Christ.
All right, listen. I don't know.
You know what? I think what's good, though, is that you give credit before the interview. Uh-huh. That's the thing. You give credit. You know what? Because we're not responsible.
That's right.
You gave all the credit before the interview.
It's out of our hands.
Yeah, but still, that sucked. That was awful. I'm sorry. It's really bad.
Well, probably Dubs had something to do with it.
He must come in now, and he must get something tattooed on himself.
Yeah, he has to get a tattoo.
All right, well, screw that, Buzz.
Yes. I'm the oldest man in the world.
Yesterday, you got gypped and gypped and gypped on your time for the news.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
I predict we will have news from godless heathen.
This shall not happen today.
However, first...
We have some money to give
but
away.
But first, we got the money. Where's the thing with the sound? Where's the thing there? Sure, boy.
Yeah, I don't know.
You mean like the good millionaire sound?
Yeah, where's that thing with that?
I love that music.
Dramatic music.
Dun, 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 dun.
10 callers right now. We'll start with call 100. Everybody gets $100.
Oh, very good.
At 877-365-3636. We'll find the music. We'll pay you for listening to that awful last segment.
I say happy holiday!
And I am not going to call back Alex tonight. That guest suck.
He will be calling you, okay? He will call you often. How was that, Don? You tell him a suck. It's sucky sucky.
And what is it that he said? He said that we'll love him because the guy's got
a
such
thick Chinese accent.
Mm-hmm. We'll love him. Well,
didn't even really have a thick Chinese accent.
It was just the thick
when
Chinese.
Don gave him the Lucy test. He didn't Lucy.
I love Lucy.
I love Lucy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dial now. Dial recklessly. We'll start with caller 100, mm-hmm. and our first 10 callers each get $100 because we're giving away $1,000 every day. Tomorrow we'll play a game to do it. If we did that now, we would blow off the news, and then Buzz would go ballistic.
But I do know what the show, going forward, I know what the show needs right now.
What's that?
We need more Calgon.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Dial recklessly, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.